And, of course, it's time now for sports, and we have the mighty, mighty Douglas Impuga sitting in for Sonny Young today. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we'll kick off with the World Cup in Brazil. The round of 16 concludes Tuesday, and that means 8 teams will be heading home. Costa Rica and the Netherlands, both in dramatic fashion, have reached the quarterfinals, already beating the odds by advancing out of one of the most difficult first-round groups. Costa Rica shocked Greece in a penalty kick shootout on Sunday. The teams ended regulation and extra time tied 1-1, and Costa Rica made all 5 of its kicks from the penalty spot to prevail 5-3. Earlier Sunday in Fortaleza, the Netherlands stunned Mexico with 2 late goals in a 2-1 victory. This is the first time Costa Rica has reached the World Cup quarterfinals. The Netherlands will play Costa Rica in the quarterfinals next Saturday. 2 more quarterfinalists will be determined Monday, with Nigeria right now facing France and Germany taking on Algeria. The U.S. team takes aim at a quarterfinal berth when it plays Belgium on Tuesday. Also Tuesday, Argentina goes against Switzerland.
This is VOA's Nikki Nicole Lindsay. I want you to know that Sonny welcomes your comments. You can send your emails to Sonny at the following address: sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. For those of you who don't have email access, write this down: The Sonny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. We appreciate your contributions, so drop us a line when you get a chance.
For the first time, Africa has 2 teams in the knockout stage at the World Cup. And for an assessment of the performance of African teams, let's go to Lagos and join Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at DMA. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas. Despite the chaos and early elimination of 3 out of 5 African teams in Brazil, Africa has made history at this World Cup. Looking past the bonus disputes and strike threats, it's notable that Africa has 2 teams in the last 16. Never before has more than one African nation gone through at one World Cup. Now, of the 5 African teams in Brazil, 3 of them have had their World Cup campaigns seriously affected by pay and discipline problems. Ghana, a quarterfinalist in 2010, had to go as far as flying hard cash to Brazil on a plane to keep the players committed to the decisive group game against Portugal. Cameroon squad had refused to travel to Brazil until their demands for better bonuses were met. And African champion Nigeria, days before its first knockout game at the World Cup since 1998, cancelled a training session on Thursday to talk about money. The pay is seriously distracting from the play. The problem is not new to African teams. It happened with Togo at the World Cup in 2006. But it's happening more frequently now, enough for FIFA to take notice. At the core of it is a lack of trust between players and their national federations that what is promised to players before a World Cup is actually delivered after it. Apart from pay disputes, there's also the problem of discipline. Ghana had 2 key players, Kevin Prince Boateng and Sule Muntari, sent home for insubordination. Cameroon lost a player to red card, while 2 others engaged in headbutting during a crucial match. To what extent has indiscipline affected the chances of the African teams at this tournament? I put this and other questions to Segun Aribike, a sports analyst and a former editor-in-chief of the News Agency of Nigeria.
Let me start by saying that indiscipline is not a problem of Africa only. The example of the French at the 2010 World Cup comes to mind. Having said that, indiscipline among African teams appears more rampant. Usually the problem is over money. Naturally, indiscipline affects the chances of African teams. Ghana played very well against Germany and could have won that game. That was before their suspension problem. But against Portugal, Ghana was poor, and it wasn't surprising that they lost.
Do you think the Ghana Football Association was right to have dismissed two key players, Sulim Muntari and Kevin Prince Boateng, before the team's all-important final group game against Portugal on Thursday?
Yes, the Ghana FA was right to send Sulim Muntari and Kevin Boateng home for alleged acts of indiscipline. No individual can be bigger than their country.
Boateng was said to have verbally assaulted coach Kwesi Appiah. He could not have done this to a European coach. Why do African players disrespect African coaches?
Yes, the Ghanaian FA said Boateng assaulted the coach. It is unfortunate if he did that. A player of his caliber should know better. But that type of behavior is not limited to African players. European players have been known to fight their coaches too. A good example is Balotelli and his coach at Manchester United, Roberto Mancini. So I think disrespecting a coach is a human thing and not limited to African footballers. Joey Barthing, an English player, has had his own fair share of problems with coaches.
What needs to be done to stem these acts of indiscipline by African players, especially at such a big stage as the World Cup?
As I said earlier, the major cause of indiscipline among African players at tournaments is money. I think it is important to discuss with the players what they are to be paid for their services, and the agreement must be kept or honored by both sides. You don't change the terms after you have agreed. For example, the players cannot and should not change their demand because they are doing well at the tournament, while the administrators shouldn't alter the terms too because the team is not playing well. Secondly, the players should realize that the coach has the final say on who gets to play.
Finally, how would you assess the performance of African teams so far in Brazil?
So far, so good. Out of five representatives, Africa has two in the round of 16. That comes to about 40% compared to Europe with 13 participants, but have only six in the second round. That gives you around about 46%. And if I may add, I think Ivory Coast lost to inexperience and Ghana to indiscipline.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Segun Aribike, a sports analyst and a former editor-in-chief of the News Agency of Nigeria. He spoke with me right here in Lagos. Meanwhile, Ghana's sports minister and his deputy were reassigned to other ministerial duties on Saturday, following the Black Stars' disappointing performance at the World Cup. A statement from President John Dramani Mahama's office said that Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Afrie Ankra, would become a junior minister at the presidency. Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, Joseph Yamin, has been reassigned to be a deputy minister in the Ashanti region. Despite high hopes in Ghana and a talented squad, the Black Stars failed to advance beyond the group stage after losing to the United States and Portugal and recording a draw with Germany. Finally, ahead of their second round clash against France on Monday, the Super Eagles of Nigeria have been given some tips by soccer experts. Stanley Eguma is the manager of Dolphins Football Club of Port Harcourt in southern Nigeria. He speaks on the Nigeria-France match.
France has been very fantastic and they've been scoring goals. Karim Benzema has been on a goal spree. So I expect Nigerians to be very, very careful, you know, in their defense and expect to play with a lot of confidence, you know. Yeah, the French team is playing with a lot of compactness in the midfield where you have Pogba, you know, combining well with Karim Benzema and other strikers there, you know, swinging the passes to them. So I think they have a very good midfield and the attack is very, very potent.
That was Stanley Eguma speaking on the second round match between Nigeria and France on Monday at the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. Many thanks to reporter Tony Tamuno for the audio. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Umpuga in Washington.
Thanks, Segun. Now let's join the Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Owen in Johannesburg, South Africa, for more on Africa's two teams remaining in this year's World Cup.
Staying in Brazil, fans across the continent look forward to a two-pronged quest for a landmark double African qualification into the quarterfinals today, Monday. First up are the African champions Nigeria Super Eagles, who tackle France in Belo Horizonte. Nigeria aim to advance to the last eight for the first time in their history. Perhaps the most emotional encounter will feature Africa's highest placed side on the current FIFA rankings, the Algerian Desert Fox, who engage Germany in Porto Alegre. Algeria aimed to bury the ghost of the 1982 World Cup in Spain, where after beating the fancied West Germans 2-1, they were, along with many other Africans, infuriated by the dull scoreless draw between West Germany and their neighbors, Austria. The result meant Algeria were eliminated amid widespread anger that the European neighbors were allegedly involved in match fixing. Subsequently, FIFA ruled that all last group fixtures are played simultaneously so as to protect the integrity of their competitions. This has since been adopted at major football competitions worldwide.
And that report by Mark Omar in Johannesburg, South Africa, brings us to the end of this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Sun will be back tomorrow. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 17:30 UTC. Right here on the Voice of America.
In our feature segment, an encore presentation of the first part of a five-part series that takes us inside South Africa's craft beer boom. And next, in South Sudan, the United Nations mission is constructing a 17-kilometer dike on the Nile River. But first, some music. Here is J.I. of Tanzania with Choo Choo Choo.